The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Open 7 days at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point and Kensington. Or shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, well, let's go to Harley in the United States of America, who's been telling us all week about this Austin bombing business, and they didn't quite know who the bloke was and what the motive was. He's now killed himself. Harley, good morning.
Yes, Alan, he was a 24-year-old unemployed college dropout. Mark Anthony Condit was his name. As the SWAT team moved in to arrest him, he blew himself up in his car. Here's what I thought was really interesting. They found him quickly because he had powered his bombs with exotic batteries ordered online from Asia. So once they figured out what kind of batteries he had, then they were able to trace the sales of those batteries.
Clever.
And it was really done.
Clever.
They tracked a hotel in Round Rock, Texas. They used a variety of tactics. They cross-referenced his telephone activity. They were poised, ready to track his cell phone. He turned it on, and within hours, they had closed in on him. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Awful. Just awful. Okay, well, interest rates are up. Now, what's happening to the economic indicators?
Well, this is good because interest rates, that's one of the reasons the interest rates have been hiked another quarter point Federal Reserve. And the biggest interest, indicator of the day is the sales of existing homes rebounded in February. So that was good. It had been down a couple of months, or it slowed down a little bit, but now it's back up again.
But this company tax thing's big. This company tax thing is going to change the whole economic agenda in America.
It will. I mean, as more money goes in people's pockets, and as more importantly, more confidence flows into their minds, and do the things that they, might have been able to.
And how much credit has Trump been given for this? This is Trump stuff, Trump and no one else?
Yeah, people would rather not, mainstream media rather not talk about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They've got to rub their nose in it. Rub their nose in it. Now, another climate change lawsuit.
Well, this one is so, this is what you're up against if you want actual science to happen. There are 21 kids from various places around the country, literally young people, in school, grade school, high school, middle school, that sort of thing, from various places who've joined together to sue the U.S. government, the Trump administration. Why? They say you are failing to protect the Earth from climate change.
Oh, God. Oh, strike me.
Is, their claim is, and a federal judge obviously agrees with it. Says that not the claim in the lawsuit, and this is aims at declaring a new right for human beings, a right to a stable climate. Stable climate system is quite literally the foundation of society. She refused to consider any.
All right, Harley, that's enough.